Wise summary for Pisces for May of 2024. Wise because, well, you can listen about all the other astrology shit from other astrologers. You can listen about all the other nonsense about this and that and you can listen about all the other. You don't need me to repeat what the planets are doing for everybody at the moment. The reason for mayhem in the worldwide energies, the only reason is because what we got a no planet effect. No planets in Gemini or Cancer or Leo or Virgo or Libra or Scorpio or Sagittarius or Capricorn. And when we got no planets in these star signs, there are lots of people that are feeling their lives have fallen apart. They've got no energy. They feel nobody loves them. Nobody wants them. Nobody needs them. They don't understand. They don't understand the message of Planet of Destiny, Saturn in Pisces. They haven't understood Mars in Pisces until the 30th of April. They're not going to understand Mars in Aries from the 1st of May onwards. And they're not going to understand the Taurus energies. If they haven't understood it till now, they're just simply not understanding why things have changed in 2024. Pisces, however, ever since Saturn did go into Pisces last year in the March of 2023, and throughout 23 and 24, you understand everything. You understand. You're wise. It's exactly the way it's supposed to be for Pisces. You love the people that you love, you're connected to people that you're connected with, and you don't ever get detached from them. The definition of Pisces, Pisces is a water star sign. Pisces is the fish in water. Fish can't live without water. They just can't. If a fish takes a holiday, a vacation, and gets out of the water, gets away from it, then the fish dies. A fish that is out of water is dead. A fish is, Saturn in Pisces, defined by relationships. When you're disconnected from somebody, you feel as though you died. When you're not being loved by somebody, you feel as though you died. When other people aren't loving you, you feel as though you're dead. Right? And therefore, you understand why you're feeling more alive now than you have done in a long time. Because you feel connected. Connections are mind, body, and soul. Physically connected. Mind, your thought energy connected. And your soul is connected. And when it's mind, body, and soul, you're happy. You're okay. You're all right. Other people in the world are not. And that's why it's getting worse for them until they too get the message of mind, body, and soul. You need to be connected. On the internet, we see lots of people on the internet, they ghost others, don't they? They have a relationship, they ghost them, they vanish. Where are they? Why aren't they connecting? Why aren't they talking to me? Right? In real life, if somebody ghosted you in real life, you'd think they'd had a heart attack and died. Because that's what ghosts do. That's why they call it ghosting, right? Somebody ghosts me, it's just that they've turned into a ghost. They're dead. They've gone. They've vanished. Anybody who is not being charming to you right now, anybody who is not in your life right now, anybody who's not being nice to you right now is a definition of they are dead. So what Taurus energies are going to do in May is they're either going to bring them back to life again now, or you're going to find the replacement. Destiny is going to create a replacement energy in your life too. Because after all, you don't want to live with a ghost. You don't want to live with somebody that's dead. You want to live with some of the energy. So it's either going to get healed, amended. It's in the process of being healed, amended right now, if it is being healed, amended, because of the full moon in Scorpio that is on the 24th, 25th. I'm saying because I'm talking about in advance. I'm recording these audios in April. But if it has been healed by the full moon in Scorpio, wow, 25th of April, wow, good energy, then you know it's healed, it's healing, it's improving, it's getting better. If it's not, then there's something wrong, and that something wrong is now going to either be replaced or it's going to go forever and ever and ever. It's going to die. Now, why do I say it like that? It's because when we talk about death, it's depressing. So, what's going to happen during May is what we call a resurrection. It's a resurrection of you saying, I'm too young to die. I'm too young not to be in love. I'm not too young to be disconnected from the world. I'm too young for it. I'm going to live. I want to live. And coming alive is being connected to the people who make you feel alive. And the only way you feel alive is when you feel like fish in water, is when you're surrounded by their energies all the time. Not just a little bit of the time, all the time. And the shock and surprise that you're going to experience in May is how clingy they are towards you, how much they really need you in their lives forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Those of you who are thinking of children, those of you thinking of your children, those of you thinking of your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your lover, your wife, you don't just want to think of them, you want them around you all the time. It's an addiction energy. The addiction is the addiction to relationships. The addiction is the addiction to Saturn in Pisces, the rings around it. That is now mid-heaven of Pisces to say, I want you to want this energy forever and ever and ever. And the more you want it, the more you are addicted to it, the more you need it, the more you get it.